I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away, getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real shit, I'd probably die martyr. They wanna ride the wave, I hope you got your surfboard, cause it's a high tide though, we try and ball like the Carters.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey, and I'm here with two tools. Nasty Nate Parker, CSPN McLaughlin.
Yay, yay.
What's going on, fellas?
The boys have entered the chat. Guys, Thursday Night Football coming up. This is going to be the preview. But first, we got a little bit of news to talk.
Hey.
So let's dive right into it. Ravens promote running back Devontae Freeman to the active roster. And I know everyone's thinking, like, wow, Le'Veon Bell, he's going to be the last one to be called up. But I think it's more so because he hasn't gotten his legs underneath him. He was the only guy that wasn't in a camp earlier this year, right? Yeah. And he said they did address it. They said that they're going to bring all four dudes up. All four dudes are going to play. It's going to be a straight committee until someone emerges, I imagine. Or at least two of them.
Four has-beens. Like, yo, they have like seven, eight Pro Bowls between them.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I wasn't. Did Bell win an MVP one year?
No.
He was up there. He was like second or third.
I mean, he had 2,500 scrimmage yards one year, but he never won a MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, so Devontae Freeman, I mean, the youngin looked great last Thursday on Monday Night Football, but then he disappeared in the second half, and Harbaugh was asked about the workload, why he didn't get more in the second half, and he said that it was more so he wanted to get everyone work. But obviously, someone's going to emerge from this, right?
I mean, I don't think anyone will emerge. I don't think Tyson Williams, I don't think he's, like, you know, special. You know, I think he's an NFL caliber player. Obviously, he's back there. He's on the field.
As good or better than Alex Collins.
No, he's not. He's not as good as Alex Collins, I don't think.
Ooh, okay, all right. I love Alex Collins. He was.
Yeah, I thought Alex Collins was a pretty good player. I mean,
get some pop,
the whole heart. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, but like Tyson Williams, I would argue that he didn't have. It was a promising game for him. He wasn't that great in pass protection. And then, I mean, that Ravens offense just looked bad in general. But if they felt so good about Tyson Williams, then they wouldn't be bringing in, you know, three has-beens.
Well, that's true. And bad news for somebody on this podcast who doesn't like to be named as a supporter of the franchise, Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot.
That's tough. I mean, that's a significant loss for Dallas for sure. I mean, look, you got to think about it. Between last Thursday, you know, after their game against the Buccaneers, you've had Randy Gregory test positive for COVID. You've had Lyle Collins get suspended 5 games.
What do we know what his suspension was for yet?
Because he missed a drug test.
And not only is he suspended, but he's in the program for 2 more years.
Wow. Damn. Yeah.
I mean, I heard his lawyers are going to appeal it, but I guess we'll see. And then Michael Gallup, he's out 3 to 5 weeks with a calf strain. And now this thing with DeMarcus Lawrence. So,
I mean, it's been a rash of
things. Zach Martin will be back, yeah. He served his time. They, you know, like I said, they actually took him off to throw Randy Gregory on there. So they just switched places.
All right. Urban Meyer. He comes out. The rumors are spreading. USC just fired their head coach. And for good reason. Guy was a scrub. And the rumors were already spreading because they tried to get Urban before. And it didn't. It almost happened, but then he went with the Jaguars, and now he's having to quell the rumors. He comes out and says, "No chance, I'd leave the Jaguars for UFC right now." How much we bet by week 6 that tune changes?
Urban Meyer gets tired all the time, so you never know. at the end of the season, he could have fatigue, and a week later, he could say, you know what, I feel better and take the USC job. It says something about Urban, the fact that he even has to, like, answer this question. It's awful.
Yeah, that's true. I still think there's a way. I still think there's somehow a way he's going to find his way. Because, like, it just, I don't know.
Ladies
like
and gentlemen, if you didn't know, your host, Woody Massey, is a massive USC fan and would like nothing more than Urban Meyer to come over to the Trojans.
This is true. 100%. No lie whatsoever. Giants, Saquon Barkley listed as questionable for the Washington football team. Seems like they're being more cautious than they were the first game, which makes a lot of sense.
Right. Oh, my gosh,
just
man.
Don't get it, man. Like, are you going to let him get healthy or are you not?
I don't get why that – I'm with you, Woody. I don't get why he's listed as questionable. If he played week one, I get you want to bring him back slow, but you got to decide. I mean, if anything, if you don't feel like he's 100%, then he shouldn't be out there. He shouldn't even be toting the ball 10 times. Like, it just makes no sense. And now, it makes me think, like, maybe they're like, Saquon had a setback. His knee's swollen. I don't know, but you got to decide. And honestly, it just looks bad.
It looks bad. In other news, the media is trying to make a narrative out of this Atlanta-Tampa matchup, asking quarterback Ryan if it's in his head about the loss to Brady. And Ryan's like, no, it's not in my head because I'm running for my goddamn life every single play.
Did he say that?
No,
he didn't say that, did he?
No, but he said it's not in his head. Yeah.
Eddie,
have you
Eddie
seen
awesome.
My team? That's the last thing I'm thinking about is that man. Dude on the other
That's...
team.
That's
I'm just trying to get a 15-yard completion, man.
Matt Ryan's like, you know, I was sitting there during the draft, ready. I was just like, I know my franchise is gonna want to protect me. I'm gonna draft Penei Sewell, protect me, and then they drafted this guy named Kyle Pitts. I mean, Kyle's great, but he can't really stop me from getting hit.
Lines are one thing that can improve throughout the season.
You know, look, we're going to be talking about this years later, but everyone's going to say when Justin Fields, when he finally becomes a starter in Chicago, start tearing it up.
That's it.
Everyone's going to be like, why didn't Atlanta draft Justin Fields? And I talk about it. He's a hometown guy. He's from Georgia, but Atlanta had the first chance because Atlanta was picking at 4. So, I mean, Justin Fields... You keep Julio. You got Calvin Ridley. Technically, I guess you would be sort of kind of rebuilding, but it'd be a quick rebuild because it's weapons there.
Once you got a quarterback.
But,
yep.
Yeah. I mean, if the quarterback going to be back there running for his life, why not make sure that quarterback has 4.3 speed?
Damn straight. A little funny thing before we move on. So the car, Kyler Murray was interviewed. And he was like, yeah, you know, Chandler Jones, he's one of those dudes who doesn't look that great when he takes his shirt off. But, you know, he gets it done. And Chandler Jones said, someone tell Baby Yoda his new haircut sucks.
Oh, man.
I just thought that was nice.
Those are some epic
chirps.
That's
hilarious.
But that's going to wrap up our light news day today. And then we're going to get into Thursday Night Football preview. But before that, we have...
Welcome to 5 Tool Trivia. Oh, yeah.
To 5 Tool Sports Trivia.
Hey. Thank you, Woody, for not cutting me out this week like you tried to the last 2 weeks.
You know, it's a power struggle, man.
I can tell. So I got a doozy of a trivia question for you guys today. Let's see. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I've been born ready.
Who are the only two quarterbacks in NFL history to win their rookie debut while also throwing for more than 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions? I'll read it again. Who are the only two quarterbacks in NFL history to win their rookie debut while also throwing for more than 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, with no interceptions?
I believe I have both.
You believe you have both? Okay, yes. I like that.
Justin Herbert, Andrew Luck.
Justin Herbert, Andrew Luck. Two really good guesses. Really, really good guesses. Nate?
It was how many yards?
More than 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and they won.
Can't be Justin Herbert. He lost to Kansas City. Didn't he? Yes, that was Tyrod needle in the chest. So you're wrong, Woody. I think. Ooh. Or I'm wrong. But anyway.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Who are the only two quarterbacks in NFL history to win their rookie debut while also throwing for more than 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions?
It can't be anyone from this class. I'm gonna go Patrick Mahomes, but his first start was Denver week 17, and I don't remember the stat line, but it was good.
Patrick Mahomes, give me another one.
Cam Newton.
You don't go Cam Newton. Oh, really good guesses, fellas. So you say Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton. And what do you gave me Justin Herbert.
Andrew Luck.
And Andrew Luck. Two really, really good guesses. However, they are all wrong.
CJ could not have enjoyed that more. He's like, you got
so. You know how I am about, you know, my theme.
Yeah. The answers are. Oh, was it Robert Griffin III?
Versus New Orleans back in 2012.
And Eli Manning.
And Daniel Jones.
Oh, Daniel Jones against Tampa.
Hey, I went in the bag for this one, fellas.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dang.
So, wild. In 2019, Daniel Jones versus Tampa Bay, I believe it was week 3, he led him to victory, 32-31. He was 23 of 36 for 322 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. And in 2012, Robert Griffin led the Washington football team to a win versus the New Orleans Saints by a score of 40-32. He was 19 of 26 for 320 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Mm. Beautiful.
Dang. Well done, CJ.
Thanks. Well, that's going to wrap us up for 5-Tool Trivia. That was a good one, CJ. I like that a lot. But let's dive into Thursday night football. The New York Giants versus the Washington football team. And we have a new starter in Washington, Taylor Heinicke. And this man... I mean, last time we saw this man, he was going toe-to-toe with the greatest football player of all time and almost won. But he didn't. And then he wasn't considered for the starting position because they brought in veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick. And, you know, audible. First game, Ryan Fitzpatrick, old man, busted a hip. And we find him back in the lineup. But they paid him this offseason. They paid him backup money. They're like, here, take a couple years. We'll check you out. We'll see how you're doing. Now they're going to get a good look at him. So Taylor Heinicke, is he going to surprise us? Like, he wasn't a great passer, but he could create with his legs, and he took some shots downfield.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Washington football team in this one. It's not because of Heinicke. It's mainly because of that defense. But I think Heinicke can do enough to, you know, get him some victories.
I mean, I've got the Giants. Here's why. Danny Dimes has never lost to the Washington football team.
Whoa, good stat.
It is a good stat.
Good stat. Really? That's interesting.
Huh. And I'm, I think that like there's something about Danny Dimes in the football team where things click.
It's almost like he's getting powers from the great warriors from the past. They hate the past of this Washington football team.
I mean, he's playing the team. I mean, the team won the division last year, so those powers didn't, the power didn't work too good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like I said, I said this earlier in the week. I think it's too early to pass judgment on the football team. I know it was Overreaction Tuesday, but I like what they have on offense. I hope Saquon doesn't play, to be completely honest, because I think they can do it without Saquon, and I think he should get healthy, but
Booker's no slouch. I think that, honestly, I'm caught in a little back and forth here because Danny Dimes, I'm out, man. I'm out. I made the decision last week. I'm out. I've been on the fence for long enough. He just doesn't show any improvement. He just looks like the same dude for three seasons. He hasn't gotten better at anything. Like that. Can someone point out? Like, he doesn't look. He doesn't make better reads. He doesn't throw to the open guy. He doesn't not force passes. He doesn't not fumble.
I'm trying to think of something. Like, I want to sit here and say, well, you know, 3 years later, he plays with more confidence. But
nope.
He still looks like, yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I'm just out, man. I don't think he's going to get any better than he's been. And here's my thing. I think the Washington wins this game. But the spread is -3.5 Washington here. I think this is a field goal game. I think this is going to be like 17-14. 24-21, something around that. Like, it's going to be a boring, sloppy game, and I think that Washington's going to win by a field goal, but I think the Giants might sneaky cover this.
Oh, man. Great stat by Nate earlier about Danny Dimes never losing a game to Washington football team. Look, you know how much I love my history, and I always say history repeats itself like short shorts. So that stat does mean something to me. However, I think
I think history repeats itself like jean shorts.
Like jean shorts. Oh, hell.
Jorts?
I ain't put jean shorts on in a long time. But you know, I just think that Washington football team defensive line will be too much. And I disagree with Woody. Although, you make some sense. I say Washington covers. I say final score 17-13. So we're in agreement with it being kind of sloppy, low scoring, but I think it'll be like 17-13.
Yeah, no, I could see that too. It's going to be one of those ones. It's going to be a hard one to bet on. But if I was a betting man. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if we're taking, there's only one bet I want to take here, and it's the under of this game.
Yeah. Well, what's the total points?
41.5.
Yeah, I'll take the under there.
Exactly. I was like, but see, here's the thing.
Washington, actually, Danny Dimes could fumble the ball and Chase Young could run back like three touchdowns.
Well, I'm more on the other side, Woody. Danny Dimes could come, like, Danny Dimes is an electric player when he plays with confidence and he's on and he's making, like, when he's able to break free and make long run, like,
and that's been like six times.
And hey. I'll probably just watch the football team.
Probably. Hey, if I didn't do that much digging, that could be true, CJ. But, like, Washington football team – or, sorry, the Giants have the potential, if Jason Garrett brings together that offense, they got some guns to shoot.
They do. And, I mean, De'Ami Brown is filling in for Curtis Samuel. Obviously, he's out. He's on the IR now with the hamstring pull. You got Logan Thomas, Terry McLaurin. I'd be interested to see how McLaurin did in that matchup. Did Heinicke look for him in that game against Tom Brady? I'd be interested to see what receivers he keyed on. But yeah, no, that'll wrap up our coverage of this game. It's gonna be a sloppy one. Ain't nothing that pretty. it might be a little rough to watch, but hey, it's football, right? I love how they like teased us with the Dallas Tampa first mm-hmm. Thursday game, and now we get Washington.
I appreciate this though time. Because look, it was nothing worse than like you know just a few years ago, like week 7, week 8, week 9, and you're getting like a Tennessee versus Jacksonville on a Thursday, and you know a few years ago
that though because Derrick Henry ran for like 4 touchdowns and 250 yards that game.
Once, but generally, I'm talking when it was Marcus Mariota, the starting quarterback there, and then Jacksonville had like Blake Bortles. That was disgusting. Like any AFC South matchup prior to when Deshaun Watson got into the league, a lot of them were disgusting. And I'm sorry if you're an AFC South fan. I'm sorry for coming after y'all, but. Yeah, those be the worst Thursday night games. We out.
My mama says you know that I ain't living right. I'd rather chase my dreams than live with regrets. Sometimes I think I let my demons get the best, but God be watching me with every step. So many nights, man, I was stressing that finesse.